He's kind of like the Joe Rogan of the hospitality industry right now.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast where we discuss all things hospitality, hotels, and business. You can find us online at slicktalkthepodcast.com and on every podcast listening platform.
All right, everybody, welcome back to this bonus episode of Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast. This is a hospitality spotlight feature episode, also a bonus episode. If you're following my Instagram, you would see that there is a bonus episode coming out today, which is Tuesday, April 16th. So really excited about this hospitality spotlight feature because I've been growing and like learning more about Instagram. And there's still like, I feel like Instagram is just a beast of its own for marketing and everything. And so I recently discovered the proper hospitality or proper hotels. And so proper hospitality designs and operates and brands high-end hospitality experiences under the proper hotels and residence and Avalon hotels brands. The founders are Brad Corzin, Brian DeLow, and Alex Samek. Debuted their first property or proper hotel in San Francisco in 2017 with Santa Monica, Austin, and downtown Los Angeles properties slated for 2019. Now, like for me, the reason why I think they deserve a hospitality spotlight feature on the podcast, for those who have learned or listened, I did Martin North for my first ever hospitality spotlight feature. Martin North is a company out in Cannon Beach that has four different properties, two hotels, two restaurants, and one brewery. The reason why they stood out is because they had a good marketing story. They had properties that really I felt were defined of the area. And that's why also I picked proper hospitality for this special feature. And I don't do this for many properties. This is my second one. And so it's also taken me a while to find another property to do a hospitality spotlight. But I feel like they deserve it. And I'll go a little bit more into their story and in their properties and branding. But for me, I'm a Pacific Northwest born and raised hotelier out here. And I have a lot coming up in changes for my career, which is good. It's all good, exciting things. I'm moving and stepping up in the hospitality world. So I'm super excited. But I'm born and raised Pacific Northwest. I was born north of Seattle. I first started working at hotels in Spokane and moved down to the coast of Oregon to Cannon Beach and Seaside. And also I've worked at Long Beach properties as well. But I've always had like a little passion, not, I guess passion wouldn't be the word, but maybe a soft spot or desire to go to California. And I just love the heat and the weather and just the overall culture. Is really exciting. And for me, it's just something new because I'm used to the Pacific Northwest weather and just how everything is here. But California has always been a nice little spot for me, especially the coast and just the overall nice weather is a big draw for me personally. So to find proper hospitality and that they're based out in Los Angeles and that they also have properties in Palm Springs under the Avalon Hotels brand. And, you know, they have a residence property for their Malibu Beach House, and they're just developing a ton. The owners and founders have a hotel real estate group that they pretty much are developing these properties, and it's overall just really cool. But the thing about these, I've always found the word proper the word proper in general, just a really good word. I feel like it really needs no explanation. It needs no other sentences or description to explain what it is. It's just proper. And for me, hospitality, I feel like needs to have class. And I came from an autograph collection. For those that you guys don't know, an autograph collection is, it's a really unique brand under the Marriott umbrella, because it means that to qualify as an autograph collection, there is no other property in the world like it, and you are unique in your own way, which a lot of properties are, but at the same time, we have that generic hotel brand. With every brand consistently, Marriott Courtyards and Choice Hotels and all these other stuff, they have hotel brands that are all pretty much similar to each other. But for me, proper hospitality, I feel, really is defined what hospitality is, and they've really enhanced that experience side for the guest, but also really changing the game with the residence type side, where you can own and buy a suite. And they're specifically doing this for the Austin, Texas proper hotel that is being built here by the end of summer. So you'll see more pictures and information on my website, slicktalkthepodcast.com/bonus, where I will have all these bonus episodes featuring properties and just the overall exciting podcasting journey that I've been on this last year or two. And so proper hotels, though, they are just clean, they're sleek, they're overall just have high-end class. So you can tell that there's a lot of money put into it and a lot of thought and design. And obviously, they're not going to be your $89, $99, $120 rooms. They're going to be your $200, $300, $400, $600 even plus. But it's an experience that they get to offer. And so just a quick quote from Brian DeLoe, the president and co-founder. We are obsessed with delivering top-notch service, memorable design, and a world-class culinary and entertainment experiences to creative and culturally vibrant cities. Now, if you go, you'll see a link in my description for this episode with their website, and I highly encourage you to go look at it. And to be honest, 82% of my listeners are in the United States. And out of that 82%, 35 or 34%-ish are from California that listen. And it's actually my number one state that listens to my podcast, following New York, as well as Washington and Oregon. For my listeners out in California, check it out. I think it's a great property and properties. Of course, if you're in California and you know like Palm Springs and Coachella, Coachella Festival just happened, and they have an Avalon property out in Palm Springs / Coachella area, and they got to do partnerships with the American Express Platinum, and they just did a bunch of cool stuff. But just a quick bio that I found on the website for proper hospitality is called The Proper Way. Proper began as a feeling, not as an idea. The feeling was something akin to empathy and acute awareness that despite the current proliferation of boutique and lifestyle hotels and residents, there were precious few properties designed for and around today's global creative nomad. They really just stepped up their game and everything, just like the president quoted on the website as well. You know, they're obsessed with delivering top-notch service, memorable design. The design is great. The uniforms for the staff is amazing. Guys, I'm telling you, like, I would do anything to go to this property and check it out and just spend like a weekend, because you can just tell by the presence that they bring through social media and their website and just the overall reviews I even read is overall just top-notch and amazing. They're obsessed about bringing these experiences to the guest, and I just think it's overall like such a great lifestyle brand. And like I said, I don't do many like independent properties like episodes featuring them because I have a hard time finding brands I relate to and that I feel like really step up the game. And I feel like Proper Hospitality really is doing that with their residence property that they're building in Austin, Texas. You can own one of the units and there's all these perks, and they have just a top notch 24/7 top shelf app where you can do like laundry services. They'll go buy and stock your pantry. There's, you know, all sorts of concierge services as well. You're able to book meeting rooms and do all sorts of things. And I think just the overall lifestyle surrounding this brand, they are creating a lifestyle, like literally living in the hotel where you get to create this world and luxury, but independent boutique, a unique feeling for the property. So overall, really cool. And I'm really excited that I found this because now that I'm moving, for those of you who don't know, I live in Seaside, Oregon. I have for the last year moving down to Newport, Oregon, about 3 hours more south. I'm getting closer to California. It's still about like a good couple hour drive to the California border. But I, you know, as I'm growing in my career and moving down a little bit closer to the California side, I definitely think I'm going to make a trip and go stay at one of these properties soon. And I just love the overall brand and can't wait to experience it myself. So Hospitality Spotlight feature goes to Proper Hospitality. You guys, if any of you listen to this, just overall great, great work and way to set the standard and just overall shine in your area and change the game. I can't wait to see what develops under their brand in the future and in overall the hospitality world. So go check out Proper Hospitality, or if you go to properhotel.com, you'll find it. There's also a link in my description below. And if you guys want to hear more, see more about my journey and move to Newport, Oregon, as I took a new job as a guest service manager for a Pacific Northwest branded hotel company, check out my journey. And just overall, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I'm super excited to bring more content. And also, check out the next episode with Scott Stanfield, where we get to dive in on sustaining the ecosystem of a property, whether it's a restaurant or a hotel. This is episode 3 of our 3-episode series. So I'm really excited. It's going to be good stuff. And yeah, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Slick Talk the Podcast. Check out the website, slicktalkthepodcast.com/bonus to find this episode. And I'll also put links in descriptions below. Thank you guys so much. And I am really encouraged for the 1,500 listeners that take time out of their day to listen to this podcast. You guys are awesome. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. We love your support and want to provide the best we can to all our listeners. So please find us online, social media, and on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast.
What's up, everybody? If you've gotten this far into the episode of Slick Talk, the Hospitality Podcast, then you are amazing, and thank you so much for tuning in. We want to send you two places really quickly. If you can, check out the show notes and click the hospitality.fm link. Check out all of our other shows on the podcast network. And don't forget, if you have someone that you want to hear on the podcast, then fill out the guest fill out form so that way we can get them on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy another episode of Slick Talk, the Hospitality Podcast.